Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, we have hope today. If you're listening to this program, you have hope today. And because of our circumstances, and not because of our circumstances, but because of Him in whom we trust, folks, blessed is He. Blessed are you whose hope is in the Lord His God. That is the most important thing in your life today, whose hope is in the Lord His God. Whether it rains or whether it doesn't rain, our hope is in you, Lord God. It's such a blessing to know that we can trust in Him no matter what our circumstances are. Oh, praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And we are still here on the radio. Changed a little bit. The programming changed a little bit. But we are still here, and you can hear us at 9 o'clock at night, 2:30 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning on 670 KLTT. If you got that dial listed right there, you can go back on there. And most of our audience is listening at 5:30 in the morning. And then at 1220 KLDC, you can hear us at 11 a.m. the next morning. And I pray that some of you will be able to go to 1220. I've got my dial set there too. And you can listen to previous programs by going to freedomstreet.org and clicking resources and then radio shows. And Rachel and I put the titles up every day. And you can live stream by going to 670kltt.com/call to freedom. Really simple, really easy. And when you've got, once you've got those dials set, you're on the mark. Boy, you're ready to go. You can get hold of Kimberly and me by going to barbara@freedomstreet.org. And those are emails, or kimberly@freedomstreet.org. So I hope that is blessing you and you're able to go in and listen to these programs. I believe the program that we had yesterday about humility and entering into God's rest is so needed in this day and age. And Kimberly, I'm excited about what you're going to be talking about today.
Oh, well, thank you, Lord. You are the one who invites us into your rest. And so we just ask you to take over this time of recording, this time of speaking your word, and transform the words and let them be words that your people hear. Yes. And open the eyes of our hearts so that we have a better understanding of who you really are and the way that you work in our lives. In Jesus' name we ask. Thank you, Lord. Yes. And yes, I'm excited also because God is inviting you today. He's inviting me today to enter His rest. And what does that look like? Because some of us really enjoy work. We like the busyness of work. Uh-huh. And you and I were talking about Martha's and Mary's, with the Martha heart that just loves to be busy in the kitchen. And there's Mary sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to Jesus. I think what I learned being at the church, and if you didn't hear this testimony, listen to yesterday's. That would be July 22nd. Yep. Listen to July 22nd's program, because I don't want to go back into it again. But living at the church with the group of friends, I realized that the Marthas are so needed. Thank you so much for all of you who love to be busy and about the Lord's work by serving, acts of service, and being in the kitchen and working in the gardens and cleaning, whether you're cleaning bathrooms or cleaning, whatever you're doing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That is so wonderful and so beautiful. And we learned to appreciate each other for the works that were being done. And then realize that we're all praying as we're working, that as we're moving around and working, we're praying and we're doing all of that movement and serving with compassion, with mercy, with hope and joy. You know, it's not an obligation that we're just gritting our teeth and can't stand it. We feel the joy of the Lord when we are cleaning those bathrooms.
Yes, that's right.
Then there are the Marys that are just sitting and listening. And I have more of a Mary heart. I will admit that I can get caught just sitting and listening. And busyness will distract me from hearing. Whereas with Martha, she can be busy and hear at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And yes. I love that for Martha. But you know, when Jesus was speaking to Martha and letting Martha know that Mary has chosen the good, Mary has chosen something good. I don't know. Did he say it was better? I don't know. I need to look this up now. But when he's speaking to Martha, I don't see that as him chastising Martha for being busy at all.
That's right.
I think she is also to be thanked for all that she was doing in the kitchen and all the ways she was preparing mm-hmm. for the disciples and providing for them. I think he was just letting her know, we don't need to chastise those who aren't working with you. Mm-hmm. We can actually bless them and say that they're doing a wonderful thing to sit and listen.
Yes.
And we need to learn to appreciate that about each other. So yeah. We learned that as a group. And today is the day that the Lord is inviting all of us into his rest, where there's no more conflict between each other, no more competition, no more opposition. Instead, a true reconciliation where we come together appreciating each other and working in unity, working in harmony with one another, and actually experiencing the rest of the Lord, the peace mm-hmm. and the calm
yes.
of the Lord in our lives. Well, what does that look like? Micah 6:8 tells us, "He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?"
Yes.
These 2 weeks of living at the church with others, we learned how to walk humbly with each other and also walk humbly with God. We were just waiting on the Lord, and the Lord brought, I'm so thankful, he brought to us people who were curious, but not overbearing, not people who just felt like they had all the answers, but they longed to follow the Lord and just love him with all their hearts.
Yes.
And that produced a humility among us. That's what we came with to the church. We came with humility, and that's what we ended up finding even more of, growing more deeply in humility. That showed us how when we humble ourselves and say, you know what, we don't have the answer, we don't know the answer,
mm-hmm.
but we know who has the answer.
That's right.
We know the answer. His name is Jesus. When we came to that conclusion together, it released some supernatural revelation to us. It released an atmosphere and environment for miracles to take place.
That's right. I believe, Kimberly, one example of that is the first 4 years of President Trump's administration. He was in court with impeachments going on for a full month of, I think it was in July of that year. And there is a humility that comes from that when you have to sit there listening to all the lies and innuendos from like the likes of Jack Smith. And that humility then opened the door for him to campaign against after 4 years of Biden, which I didn't believe he should have had, but to walk into a place where God had promoted him. God promoted this president that we
yes.
have. And we cannot deny that. And so usually right. before a promotion, there comes a real humility, a real humbling, which he went yes. through. He did. He went yes. through that. And he was sitting at that desk day after day after day as he was listening to all these lies. So I believe,
right?
yeah, I believe before that promotion, it's, you know, it says humble yourself in the eyes of the Lord and he will in due time promote you. And
yes.
we don't want to be humbled. We wanted that. We want that promotion right now.
yeah. yeah. Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up. I love that example. And it's a really good example. I'll just admit that now that our president has been promoted to the position that he's in, there are a few days that I keep asking the Lord, would you just put a supernatural duct tape over his mouth? Because sometimes he says things. And, but I'm not trying to speak badly of our president.
No.
What I want to make a point of is that even when we are promoted, that doesn't mean that we're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We still
right.
have our weaknesses that we walk around with. We still have our vulnerabilities and those places in our lives that trip us up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that becomes more obvious when we get promoted to a position. Daniel is an amazing man to me
yes.
from the Bible. He actually was a respected leader in Babylon. His leadership in Babylon spanned across the reign of four major kings. And if you include another small one, five kings
and
that he lived through.
I know. And he wasn't promoted by man per se. He was a captive. Mm-hmm. He was a captive there in Babylon in the
right.
reign of those kings. He was given that by God. I truly believe that with all my heart, even though he got along with these kings really well. And he was an example of a ruler. They gave him precedence. They allowed him to make the rules and regulations for people until jealousy prevailed, and they wanted him dead, some of
yes.
the leaders. Yeah. So
right.
Yeah.
You know, I think about him as a young man being taken captive from Israel.
Yes.
And the dreams, the visions and dreams that young men have for their lives, right?
Yes.
To have a family and to have a business and to be taken captive and then put in the king's court, you had to become a eunuch. They took away that ability to have children. And so becoming a eunuch at such a young age, that's humbling.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could even use the word humiliating, right?
Yes, yes.
And that's a really difficult place to arise from and end up having confidence that the Lord has you there for a reason and a purpose mm-hmm. that is mighty, that is victorious.
That's
so
right.
being able to rise from our circumstances that feel humbling and even humiliating, This is the example that I want to give. What does humility look like? It looks like what Daniel was able to cultivate in his life. Mm-hmm. Daniel 10 verse 12 says, "Then he said to me," and this was an angel that Daniel was speaking with. "The angel said to me, 'Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God, your words have been heard. And I have come because of your words.'"
Hmm.
So this is describing Daniel, how he had been praying. And the way that this talks about Daniel setting his heart to understand,
mm-hmm.
that is a difficult thing for humans to do because humans, again, we talked about presumption yesterday. Humans are presumptuous. We think we know. We think we know the answer. We think we know how it needs to go to work it out the right way. And because we're presumptuous, we can be prideful in that presumption.
Yes.
So having confidence in the Lord is a good thing. And we do not want to throw away our confidence. Just like Hebrews 10 tells us, do not cast away your confidence because it holds a great reward for you. But having confidence there's that fine line that can flip you right over into pride if you're not careful. Mm-hmm. And Daniel didn't let that happen. He set his heart to understand, which means that he was listening, that he was asking questions and believing that he would have answers. So instead of automatically assuming that he understood what needed to happen in that kingdom, he set his heart to understand and humbled himself before God. He asked questions. He sought to understand more. That is a man who knows how to walk humbly with his God.
Yes, and as you said before, when he was young, he probably had wonderful dreams of his future. And mm-hmm. I see him in that humbling, dying to a dream, as most of us have died to dreams that we had when we were younger. We just thought we were going to do such great things and invent great things and do great things. And I believe, Kimberly, that death is the price you pay for love. To love the God with all, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, there has to be a death, as Jesus even said. Dying, falling into that ground and dying like a grain of wheat. And then
that's God, a good word.
God will raise you up. So this death, I'm sure that Daniel did not see himself as, you know, living through four different kingdoms and evil kingdoms, heathen kingdoms, mm-hmm. and being so influential there and bringing about miracles.
And having favor with each one of
favor.
Those kings.
Oh, yes. So good. Yes.
Yes. So he was very patient about who he was in those different kingdoms, and he just let God do the work. Daniel learned how to rest and let God do the promoting. That doesn't mean that he was not doing anything. I'm sure Daniel was a busy man. But he learned how to let God do the work. And he listened to what God would give him as his work to do.
That's right.
He listened about where he should go and what his hands should be doing during the day. He listened. And that was something beautiful that I got to learn with the people that I lived with at my church for 10 days. Just learning to listen to the Lord and let him direct our days. Walking humbly with our God is choosing not to assume. Don't assume even the things about your closest family members that you have grown up with, that you have given birth to, and you've lived with them all of their lives. Well, you can't assume that you know them, because humans are deep and complicated beings. And the Lord has messages, and he knows exactly how to direct every individual. And sometimes those individuals are very different than what you are assuming. So learning to drop the assumptions and not believe what we normally would presume, that is how we learn to walk humbly with our God.
That's right. And Daniel did not discontinue going and falling on his knees three times a day, even when these men who were jealous after his popularity and favor came against him, and then he wound up in the lion's den. No, he continued to seek God morning, noon, and night on his knees.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's so important.
Yes. Yes. So we had read in Daniel 10:12 how the angel came with an answer to his prayer. If we look back to Daniel's prayer in chapter 9 of Daniel, in verse 4, it says, "And I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed and said, Alas, O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant and loving kindness for
so
those
good.
Who love him and keep his commandments." This is Daniel praying, and he says, "We have sinned, committed iniquity, acted wickedly, and rebelled, even turning aside from your commandments and ordinances. Moreover, we have not listened." This is Daniel praying. What a humble prayer. Daniel was listening the whole time. Daniel was walking and keeping the commandments of the Lord, walking with God, loving God. Daniel, as far as he could, was walking in a holy way, in a pure way before the Lord. But he was willing to recognize that his humanity and his flesh has just as much tendency as being wicked as all of his Hebrew brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm, that's right. He was presenting himself as one of the sinners of Israel. And that's,
yes.
Wow. And see, that takes care of the pride you were talking about.
Yes.
Yes, it takes care of the pride.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh. That was something that I noticed with my brothers and sisters that I was living with at our church for 10 days. We all started praying that way. Lord, you see us. You know that we are human, that we are imperfect. And one of the things that happened while we were at the church for the 10 days, seeking the Holy Spirit, wanting more of the Holy Spirit, we suffered a church split.
Wow.
There, not among us, not us that were living there, but there were those in the church who did not want our church to be manifesting any of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because that was not in their eyes. They were assuming, they were presuming that was not what our church was originally built on.
I'm excited, Kimberly, because that is in essence a death. It really is.
Yes.
A church split can be a death. And so
yes,
you
is.
Have experienced a death, and God is going to raise up a mighty church. I mean, not just a church in the community anymore, but one that is experiencing revival and bringing
yes.
in people that are hungering for him. Oh, that's
exciting. We're already seeing it.
That's
people
exciting.
Are coming in from the north and the south and the east and the west, and the Lord has already filled in all the holes and all the gaps.
Oh, praise God.
We have more people than we knew. they're just all of a sudden there. And this is what we want to be focused on. Daniel, when he was praying this prayer of repentance, fully aware of his own human tendencies to not listen, to not obey, to not keep commandments. Mm-hmm. This man, Daniel, who was given so much grace and miracles and revelations from God, received those as a direct result of being humble.
Mm-hmm.
Humble enough to see his own faults and count himself as one who sins along with the whole nation. He just was very humble. And that's what we started doing in our church. And out of that humility came this amazing, we can call it revival, mm-hmm. awakening. And then all of a sudden people are coming in that we just didn't even know we would be having, you know. So and Moses is another example of a humble servant.
That's right. And Gabriel, when he came to Daniel in Daniel 10:12, he said, "For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God," he's telling him why he came. He said,
Your words
have been heard at the throne of God.
Yes.
And I have come because of your words. Because of your
yes.
words, Daniel, you humbled yourself and you were willing to understand what was going on. See, some people don't want to understand. They want it their way and, you know, you're my way or the highway kind of people. And
mm-hmm.
they're never, ever seeing God working in their lives and bringing forth miracles in their lives. Yeah.
So true. And, you know, if we go back to the idea of staying really busy like Martha, the one thing that can happen is you start assuming and presuming what comes next, what comes next, what comes next.
Yes.
You assume what's next on your schedule and you don't even ask the Lord, what would you have next, Lord? What do you want to lead me to, Lord? And that's how we humble ourselves. I have a friend who every time her dad has something, and he's had ill health for a while. And every time he lets her know that something is going on, whether it's a cough or his heart doesn't feel right, this morning he blacked out. But my friend doesn't have a car right now, so she couldn't run right over to him.
Mm.
And it caused her to stop and ask the Lord, what do you have in this?
That's right.
You know, those are the examples that we want to look at in our lives and say, how many times have I rushed in because I thought I knew exactly what needed to happen? And I didn't even ask the Lord, what do you want?
That's right.
Moses is another example of a very humble servant. And when the people created an idol for themselves and the Lord decided to destroy them, Moses prayed the same way we saw Daniel praying. And if you look in Exodus 32, Exodus 33, Exodus 34, over and over, Moses is saying, forgive us, Lord. Mm. We are a stubborn people, O God. Mm. And that is a humble man who is willing to include himself. When the Lord said, I want to destroy them, I'm just going to start over with you, Moses, because I love your heart.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But Moses actually said, no, Lord, we are a stubborn people. Mm-hmm. Forgive us. What would happen if we started changing the way we pray for our loved ones and for our coworkers and yes. for our neighbors and our community? If we started praying, Lord, you see our sin, you see our stubborn hearts. What if we humbled ourselves before the Lord and asked him to change our hearts and change our minds, that he would give us eyes to see and ears to hear so that we would have a better understanding of who he is in this life? What would happen? I have a feeling we would see more miracles.
Yes. And hearts changed, Kimberly. That's where the real miracle is, when you take a stubborn heart, a stiff-necked heart, and you see it changing to a humble, merciful heart. Oh, that's beautiful. This
yes.
has been so
Let's
good.
Finish with this scripture from okay. 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Okay.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land.
Oh, so good. So good. So join us at freedomstreet.org. Click on radio shows and you can hear any of these shows. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Our partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.